Bad Faith by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Prologue. The handsome young New York Fire Department paramedic jumped from the back of the ambulance with his gear bag and looked up at the old four-story walk-up on the Upper West Side. Once a haven for junkies, including the infamous Needle Park, much of the neighborhood had been gentrified and cleaned up. However, the West 88th Street building, located between Amsterdam and Columbus Avenues, had fallen into disrepair. The steps leading up to the building's entrance, like the sidewalks along the narrow, tree-lined street, were cracked and uneven. A rusted fire escape climbed the faded red bricks of the facade. What paint remained around the windows was peeling away. There was certainly nothing charming about the bitter November evening air, nor the three large white men standing in front of the stoop who moved to block the paramedic. "False alarm," said the man on the left, the words coming out from his bearded lips in puffs of condensation that hung briefly in the chill breeze before dissipating. "Sorry, but we got a 911 call about a child in medical distress, and I have to check it out," the paramedic replied. He tried to step past, but the man in the middle, the tallest of the three, and ruggedly handsome, with long wavy gray hair swept back from his tan face, placed a hand on the young man's shoulder and stopped him. "Sorry, brother, but as Brother Frank just told you, your services are not needed here," the man said, fixing the paramedic with his intense blue eyes. He was smiling wide, his big white teeth flashing in the dusk, but there was nothing friendly about his demeanor. The paramedic scowled and brushed the larger man's hand off of his...